For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen.
Welcome to Bethlehem. My name is Rebecca, and I live here in Bethlehem, along with my parents, brothers, and sisters. For many years, our ancestors have lived and raised their families in this small Judean village. Some have earned their livings as carpenters, pottery makers, fabric weavers, and farmers. Our village is a quiet and friendly place. Although by outsiders, it is often considered to be poor, dirty, and very undesirable. Yet this humble spot was chosen by God to be the birthplace for his Son, the Messiah, the Savior of all mankind. And so we invite you to share in the reliving of what happened here on this night in our town so many years ago. The wonderful story of Bethlehem's gift.
I have brought you here for a very special announcement. In order for our government to continue its rule, it will be necessary for me to assess everyone with a reasonable amount of tax. Each person will be required to return to their birthplace, be registered, and pay their portion of taxes. Marcus, I am therefore assigning you as my representative to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? You want me to go to that town?
There will be no negotiating of your job. In my plans, you go to Bethlehem. I know the peasants there are poor, often difficult to deal with. But be firm and don't bend the rules.
Yes, sir.
I'm assigning you 4 soldiers to assist Marcus and to enforce my law. I demand that you carry out. It'll be your responsibility to train the royal pages and spread this information throughout the entire Roman Empire.
Yes, sir.
I trust you understand your instructions. I demand that you carry out and meet my expectations.
Yes, your majesty.
Proceed to your postings and report back to me once all the taxes have been collected and the report's completed.
Innkeeper, I want a room. 4 nights.
Sorry, no vacancy.
Yeah. I said I want a room. 4 nights.
It is written, a heathen shall not defile the house where God's people dwell. Romans are not welcome here.
Don't be an insolent, are you?
We are chosen of God, keepers of the law.
See this? The official seal of Rome. The law in this region.
Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a king, and he shall reign and execute judgment and justice in the earth.
And I suppose your king will protect and defend you from the likes of me?
And the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces.
Let's see your king break this into pieces. This seal verifies that I have been sent by Rome to collect taxes from peasants like you. I am on official business for the emperor himself. And you will give me a room!
Issachar! Issachar! What's all this noise and shouting about? Oh, excuse me, sir.
Don't leave. Your help may be needed.
My help?
I am not a Roman, and I will not take orders from any emperor. God is my one and only king.
Is that right? Is this the face of your God on this coin? Is it? I think not. It is the face of Caesar Augustus, to whom you will submit.
No vacancy. By God. By the prophets.
Whoa. Look at the money.
Issachar.
Look at the big ones.
Yes, but Issachar. We could do with the extra money. Yes, I've been wearing this dress for years.
No. Well.
Maybe I could make room for him at the back. You know that little room near the stable?
Perhaps these coins will buy your submission. Go ahead, count them. I think you'll find that this is
three times what you could get for one of your dingy little rooms. And they're all yours once I leave. And let me see. I suppose I could have these records changed to show that you've already paid your taxes?
Already paid our taxes? Oh, yes. How very kind. Yes.
All right. Down the long hallway. First door on the right. Now remember, it's next to the stable.
Yes, and I'll be setting up my counting tables here as well.
Here? No. A room for you, yes. But this is my working space. All of my records are here.
But Isaka, you could share. It's only four nights.
No.
Yes. I will be setting up my counting tables here, won't I? Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. You can use this table. I won't be needing it much anyway. The inn is almost full now.
By the way, just call me Marcus. Thanks for coming to a somewhat satisfactory arrangement for my stay.
No problem at all.
Sure. Just follow us. Come this way. We'll show you to your room.
Have a good rest.
Oh. By the way, Marcus, that'll cost you a few more denarii for damages to my inn.
The decree of Caesar Augustus meant long and tiresome journeys for numerous families. For many days, people came from all over Judea and Galilee, pouring into our little town of Bethlehem.
No one wanted to pay those taxes or do the necessary traveling, but it did mean a time of reuniting with relatives and friends. Our little town became so overcrowded with weary travelers, and many people were unable to find lodging for their families.
You've paid your taxes?
Isaka, the strain of all these visitors is really beginning to take its toll on you. Why don't you go off to bed early tonight, and I will wait up for those who have reservations and who have obviously been delayed at the taxation booths.
How many are still to settle in?
Well, we just have the one reservation, but then there's that other young couple. You know, the ones from Nazareth? The ones who are expecting the birth of their first baby I really felt I had to offer them the stable. I could not leave her in the street in her condition. And I felt that a clean stable was far better than a dirty roadside.
Somehow it worries me. I wish you hadn't promised. Surely someone else could have taken them in. What if the child is born tonight? Who is going to help?
I don't know, Issachar, and I don't think you should worry, because this couple seem different. Calm, confident.
Really?
Almost as though God himself would take care of them. And I can always call on Miriam. She was such a help to me during childbirth.
All right, I will try and forget about all that might happen and get myself some rest. But I hate to leave you here all alone. But I'll take my turn the next few nights and let you get some rest.
All right, Issachar, thank you. You go off to bed and I'll stay here and rest a while.
Have a good rest.
I will.
Oh, come on, let's shoot you again. Hurry along.
Hurry along.
Move her.
And what's your excuse for keeping us waiting here so long?
We have come a long distance from Hebron, and my sister is lame.
Oh, come on, that's got to be the lamest excuse I've ever heard.
Please, sir, try to understand. I've been lame since birth, and it's been very difficult for me not to come here.
Enough useless talk. Let's get you registered so we can get out of here.
Your house? You are the ancestry of?
We are the house of Jacob, and our parents are deceased.
Enter your name here, please. And you too. And make sure it's legible. And then we'll discuss those taxes.
Sir, as for our taxes, I'd like to request that we be exempted from paying, because...
Exempted from paying? You must be joking. Only Caesar himself could grant such a ridiculous request.
Indeed, only the authorities could handle this.
Then let us speak to Caesar.
He's not here, and even if he were, he'd have no time for peasants like you.
Since Caesar is unavailable, your taxes will
Sir,
be...
Sir, we only have one denarii between
then
us.
Then your taxes will be one denarii.
But sir...
Caesar demands all that you have.
It's not fair.
The government's robbing us.
Good luck trying to find a place to sleep in this town with no money. No one will believe your story.
Innkeepers have compassion. They're not like Caesar. Besides, we already have a reservation at a very cheap rate. Good night.
Good night.
Dear, she's fast asleep. Poor woman, she must be exhausted from keeping this place spotless for all the visitors.
Let her rest. She said they might be in bed, especially if we were asleep. I'm sure they won't mind if we go straight to our room. Number 7, remember?
All right, I guess we'll have to. We'll explain everything in the morning. Careful now, watch your step.
Carry her safe to Bethlehem, little gray donkey, tonight. A miracle rest on your small feet, little gray donkey, tonight. All heaven is watching your mission divine, and over a stable a star waits to shine, while shepherds and wise men all look for a sign. Little gray donkey tonight. Oh, carry her safe to Bethlehem, little gray donkey tonight. A miracle rest on your small feet, little gray donkey tonight. All heaven is watching your mission divine, and over a stable a star waits to shine, while shepherds and wise men all look for a sign. Little gray donkey, blessed little donkey, God's little donkey tonight.
Mary, are you all right?
Yes, Joseph. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Thank you for your kindness towards us. Mary could not have walked all that distance. May God bless you for kindness to strangers in need. Good night. I hope we meet again.
Hurry up. It's late and we want to close.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but...
Your name?
Joseph. My name is Joseph. And this is my wife, Mary. We've come from Nazareth in Galilee.
Nazareth. Now that's quite a long trip, isn't it?
I'm from the house of David. My ancestors are from Bethlehem. They told us to come to Judea to pay our taxes. Please... How much do we owe?
In a hurry, are we?
My wife needs to lie down. The baby is due soon.
You should have left her at home.
I could not leave her alone in Nazareth. Not now.
So you have a room at the inn?
No, sir. Why do you ask?
For our records, of course. Why else would we care?
We came earlier. There were new rooms available.
Oh, I don't know. A few coins in that innkeeper's pocket might get you a room in this dirty old town.
But, sir, I have very little money, and most of what I have I will pay to you. Besides, the innkeeper's wife offered us a stable for the night. That is where we'll stay.
A stable? You're going to put an expectant mother and possibly a newborn baby in a dirty stable? And they say Romans are barbaric.
But I have no choice, sir. Now, please, tell me how much I owe, and let us be on our way.
Joseph paid their taxes. Then he and Mary returned to the stable where they would spend the night.
The soldiers were not accustomed to feeling pity for anyone, especially not a Jew. But they did feel sorry for this young woman, that she might give birth in a dirty stable. No child should be born in such a place.
The soldiers had already observed that this couple did not seem to be worried. It was as if they knew in their hearts that everything would be all right, even though in the entire town of Bethlehem there was no room.
No room. Only a manger of hay. No room, he is a stranger today. No room, here in his world turned away. No room, no room.
No room, here in the hearts of mankind. No cheery welcome could find. No room, surely the world is blind. No room. in heaven up yonder. Watch with amazement and wonder to see the Son of the Highest treated so.
No room, only a manger of hay.
No room, he is a stranger today.
No room, here in his world turned away. No room,
no room,
no room,
no room,
no room.
She's asleep, Joseph. Poor soul, we're so late getting back.
I'll have to waken her. We don't know the way to the stables, and I know you're in pain. Excuse me, but we're back to use your stable.
Oh, you did return. Oh, I'm sorry, it's been such a long day. I was just dozing for a while. But how are you? You are looking so weary.
I'll be all right. Please, just take me to the stable.
Please, come this way and I will take you. And don't worry about anything at all. If you feel you need to wake me in the night, please do so. I will get Miriam. She was such a help to me when I had my babies.
Your help is much appreciated. Thank you for all your kindness. May God bless you.
You're more than welcome. Please come this way. Issachar has laid fresh straw and he has made the stable as comfortable as possible.
For unto us a child is born, a son is given. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Father, this child. Virgin Mary shall be his mother, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Sing hallelujah to the wonderful counselor. Sing hallelujah to the mighty God. Sing hallelujah to the Father forever. And sing hallelujah to the true Prince of Peace. Understanding he will come with compassion, come to forgive all of the world of sin. And he will save all of the weak and the tender-hearted, and the meek forever shall dwell in their land.
Sing hallelujah to the wonderful counselor. Sing hallelujah, mighty God. Sing hallelujah to the Father forever, and sing hallelujah to the true Prince of Peace.
So let us beat all our swords into plowshares, and let the wolf come be the guest of the Lamb, and let the song of all the world's nations be peaceful. Worship the child into the world in Bethlehem.
Sing hallelujah to the wonderful counselor. Sing hallelujah to the mighty God. Sing hallelujah to the Father forever.
True Prince of Peace.
Slaves are we, and looking for a master. Why don't you call him Lord?
Let's all call him Lord. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call that holy baby?
We, like our sheep, need someone to guide us. Why don't you call him Shepherd?
Let's all call him Shepherd.
Someone to save us. Why don't you call him Savior?
Let's all call him Savior. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call that holy baby?
Kings of the world, we seek someone to rule us. Why don't you call him King?
Let's all call him King. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call that holy baby?
Beautiful night, so clear and bright, not a cloud in the sky. Look at those stars, and look, the moon is just coming up.
Yes, but look, it's nearly a full moon. That usually means more attacks from those wolves. They've been roughing us the past couple months. How many sheep did we lose? What was the final count?
Zachary, last night we lost 5 of our full-growns and 3 of our lambs. Oh. We've got to do something better tonight to protect them.
That's awful. That's just dreadful. One thing is clear. We cannot afford to lose any more sheep. I know it's been cold the past few days, but we've got to do something. What can we do?
I know. Let's build our fire earlier tonight. Let's build it right now.
Good idea.
That way we can keep warm while we watch.
Good idea.
Boys, start the fire. Aaron, I want you to build the fire tonight, and Boaz, you get to light it. Caleb, it's your turn to go and get some more firewood.
Yes, Father.
And I'll help you, Caleb.
Now be careful, boys.
Oh, listen to that crackling. This is going to be a good fire. I can feel the heat already.
Well, the last few nights, they've been pretty demanding on all of us. We're all tired. I've got an idea. Let's take turns watching this evening. One person can do that, and the rest of us and the children can get some sleep. I'll take the first shift. The rest of you, lie down. Try to get some rest.
Thank you. And Zachary, wake us if anything happens, so we can help.
I will, believe me, I will.
Now, boys, let's try and get some sleep. Watch the hills.
Yes,
Caleb, you watch the path for Zachary. And Boaz, keep that fire burning. Aaron, call out when you see Peter. Caleb, you call out when you see Zachary coming back.
I think he's coming. Here he comes.
Zachary, what was it?
Nothing. I saw nothing. The sounds.
disappeared.
We heard something. We heard the sounds.
I didn't see anything either. And the sheep, they're fine.
I guess the wolves, they were chasing some other animal down by the brook.
Must have been another false alarm.
Well, I think you might as well go back to resting. I hope that's the last disturbance we have for this evening.
After all this excitement, I won't be able to get any more rest. I'll take the second watch. You get some rest.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Now, boys, it's time to go back to sleep. Let's try and forget what happened.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
I can't believe it. That was an angel from the Lord. Did you hear the news?
I did. I say we head straight to Bethlehem.
Yes.
Right now. The town isn't that far. We must see and worship our long-awaited Savior.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on, both of you. What about the wolves? What about our children? And what about our sheep?
Yes.
I'll stay behind. You two go see the king and bring back the news.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. We'll head straight back and tell you all the news.
Make haste.
This is a night that we'll never forget.
Go quickly now. God be with you.
As the shepherds headed for Bethlehem, the night sky was bursting with a host of angels praising and glorifying God.
Lord,
Oh, that's it. That is it.
Innkeeper! Innkeeper!
Yes, yes. Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Prepare my charges. I'm leaving immediately.
Oh, so you've drained us dry.
No, I will not stay here another second. I will take my business elsewhere. A man can't even sleep in this place. Each time I pass through your doorway, I leave another piece of my skull behind. And the blankets on your bed are fit to cover the sheep in your stable. And I know you got sheep in there, innkeeper, judging by the smell.
Well, yeah.
At least I think it's the sheep. The accommodations here are atrocious.
I beg your pardon. This is the finest inn in all of Bethlehem. No doubt it's your conscience rather than the accommodations that have kept you from sleeping.
Arguing with a Jew. I never thought I'd see the day.
My conscience is of no concern of yours.
But if I were you, I would be concerned about the noise and the stench
and the light shining in your customers' eyes all night long.
Oh, well, that I...
Yes, that! Don't you people even sleep around here? A baby crying, people singing, loud talking, people coming, people going. Excitement all night long, it never ended.
They tell me a baby was born here last night in our stable. I haven't been down...
Oh, a baby cannot possibly have caused such a commotion.
Some shepherds came from the hillside. They came pounding on my door, babbling something about angels and a newborn king.
A king here at Bethlehem.
I directed them to our stable. It's the only place I knew where a newborn might be found.
And?
And that's all I know. A baby was born. Shepherds came. There was singing. And then the fire in the heavens appeared.
Ah, so you saw it too.
Of course I saw it. I am not blind.
Well, we'll all be blind with that light shining in our eyes.
That is not my fault.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Yes.
Is this where taxes are being paid? Can I register here?
Yes, of course. I just get you that pen. Dyers. Just put your name here, and house of, and Tudenary.
Oh, here, ask Miriam. She lives right here, two doors down. Maybe she can explain the commotion. Miriam, did you help deliver a child here last night?
Yes, I did. A beautiful boy. They have named him Jesus. Issachar, we used one of your mangers for the baby's bed. I hope that's all right. The young couple were so appreciative that you had loaned them the stable for the night.
Ah, we knew there
was so much excitement. I hope we didn't disturb you.
Well.
It was a most unusual birth. The baby is a Nazarene baby. His earthly parents are Mary and Joseph, but he is God's son, God's gift to us, the promised Messiah, the Savior.
Amen, 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 amen. See the tiny baby lying in a manger on Christmas morning. Listen to the angels, a great choir of angels, shouting hallelujah. Sweet little baby, tell me what he's gonna be, the Savior of the world. Born to be a Savior, born to save His people, even you and me. Shout it from the mountains, shout it to the nations, that Jesus is the Lord. Amen, amen, everybody. sing it now. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
It is written, I will raise a king, and he shall reign. That is what the scriptures say. He will be a king upon a throne, born in a palace.
And believe me, this place is no palace. All that noise, and that stench, and that blinding light shining in our eyes.
And a bright star.
What?
That blinding light, it is a star. It began to glow like fire in the sky last night, and even now, today, in the daylight, it is still shining. It's brighter than the sun.
Impossible. A star cannot have given off so much light.
That is true. I have seen many Bethlehem skies, but never a star so bright.
Perhaps the heavens are celebrating the birth.
The heavens? Celebrating the birth of a Nazarene child?
Visitors continued to come long after that special night. Three magi from the east followed the star that led them to the new king.
The magi knew who he was. And they came to worship him, bringing with them their finest gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to lay them at his feet, that precious child, the King of Kings.
Child
Bethlehem, Jesus, we bow before you. Jesus, our Messiah, we love and adore you. Jesus, precious Savior, Jesus, we bow before you. Jesus, Rock of Ages, we love and adore you.
We glorify your name, a wondrous name, a priceless word. With deepest joy we proclaim the wonder.
I've prepared your charges.
Yes. I promised you triple payment. Is that right?
Don't actually remember. Just triple?
Of course you remember. Triple payment. We heathens have memories, you know. And even a touch of conscience occasionally. Triple payment.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
There's a little extra. Sorry for chipping your hand.
Oh, thank you. 8, 9, 10 denarii. 12, 14, 15 denarii. He does pay well.
Innkeeper. Innkeeper.
Yes, I thought you'd left.
Your prophets foretold that your Messiah would be born one day in Judea, did they not?
The prophets foretold that a king would come from this region, yes. Isaiah and Jeremiah both prophesied that our king would come from the household of King David. David was a...
I know who King David was.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Well, when I was a child growing up in Rome, I had a nursemaid, a Judean woman. She told me stories. But that was a long time ago.
I see.
Innkeeper, the Nazarene couple, the ones with the baby, did you know that the husband was from the household of King David?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, that's why he came to Bethlehem, to pay his taxes.
Oh, you don't believe, you of all people, that this woman... What those shepherds have said...
No, I believe nothing! I was only asking!
I know the scriptures. I know the prophecies. Messiah will be born in Bethlehem from the house of David. But he will be mighty and powerful.
Yes. Yes, of course. Well, I've paid my charges and I'll be on my way.
Thank you. Have a safe journey. Oh, by the way... Take a little extra hay for your donkey.
I'll just go to the stable and prepare for my journey.
Wait! I'll get my lantern. I'll come with you.
Curious about the child, are we?
No. I just need to check the stable.
Two men, an innkeeper, a tax collector, each looking into the face of Almighty God. One wonders whether the prophecies he has embraced are now being fulfilled. The other simply struggles with his own emotions and doubts. Two men, a Jew, a Gentile, one chosen of God, a student of the scriptures, the other a foreigner, with only a tiny seed of the word hidden in his heart long ago. Two men, each with questions and fears of all that they have witnessed.
That love would go so very far away. A little child would be born and in a manger lay. And who would have thought this little child was born the King of Kings, the son of just a carpenter, but for whom the angels sing. And who would have thought that as he grew and with other children played, this child with whom they laughed and sang would die for them someday. And who would have thought this little child would make the blind man see, feed the
hungry, make rich the poor, and set the sinner free. And who would have thought this little child was who the prophet said would take away the sin of man and rise up from the dead? I believe, and I will always sing, this little child is the King. Oh, many years have come and gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against brother, men so filled with hatred, killing one another, and over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn, debating over disarmament, killing children before they're born, and fools who march to win the right to justify their sin. Every nation that has fallen from within. Yet in the midst of our darkness, there is a hope, a light that burns. This little child, the King of Kings, someday will return. This little child is who the prophet said will return to judge this world, the living and the dead. Oh, can't you see so long ago, so very far away, this little child, our only hope, was born King that day. Then one walks away, impressed but unchanged, unwilling to accept this gift that even his prophets had foretold. Only one remains. Only one draws near to worship the newborn King.
Joy. ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to recognize Stan Whittem, our pianist. And Wally Nolson, our organist. And behind me, Marcus and Issachar. Mary and Joseph and the entire cast. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now we would like you to remain seated and join us in the singing of the last carol that's on your carol sheet, Joy to the World. Would you then please remain seated until the choir has recessed? And just one announcement also, if I can read it correctly, it says, can you please remain seated until all the chairs that are in the aisles have been cleared? Otherwise, there might be a little bit of congestion. So the choir will leave. They'll remove the chairs, and then you'll be free to go, and do drive safely. It's been a very nasty night, and we do appreciate you coming. So we'll now sing Joy to the World.
May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord be gracious to you, and may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, lifting up his countenance upon you, and give you his peace. Amen.
Every day, go now.
strong and true. No, he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
Of the choir and cast, we wish you a very happy and a very blessed Christmas. Thank you and good night.